My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia, we take you up until 8 o'clock this evening. I hope you're having a safe and happy Labor Day. I hope, obviously, family time on a day like this. But nevertheless, we are on every Monday night with you and certainly enjoying every bit of the college and high school sports that we have here in the state of Florida and especially in South Florida. One of the games that we watched last week, last Friday, Florida Atlantic had, really revamped this, the team. They've done a tremendous job over the last year getting some high-level players, and they took a trip to East Lansing to play Michigan State. Only lost 16-10, but I'll tell you what, that shows you a lot. I mean, that's a Power 5 school in a Big 10 environment. I think that Florida Atlantic learned a lot from that game. Someone who covers Florida Atlantic University is Cameron Priester from Alice 247. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Cameron, thanks so much for taking the time. And I guess on one thing, you could be kind of happy with the outcome because it shows a lot of promise. And you went up to a fairly hostile place and played pretty tough for all four quarters.
Yeah, first of all, I appreciate you having me on. I appreciate you thinking of me, but my thoughts are almost exactly the same. I know a lot of fans don't want to, you know, take a consolation prize, but I think if you ask a lot of those same fans in, say, April or June or July and told them, you know, would you be satisfied with them going up to East Lansing, you know, playing them within 6 points, and in my opinion, showing a lot of things that you can build on, I think they would be pretty excited about that and say that's a sign of good things to come. I think there's just a little bit frustration with, you know, losing week one. But all in all, I think there was a lot to feel good about and there was a lot to build on. But, you know, as we saw, there are things to clean up. And I think as we get into their non-conference and some of their AAC games, we'll see an opportunity for them to do that.
But, you know, isn't that supposed to be that first game? You know, a lot of teams play, you know, lesser opponents, not in the case of Florida Atlantic or Miami, but sometimes you play those lesser opponents to get the kinks out. You know, it could have been easy, like UCF opened up in New Hampshire and a couple of these other programs. But you look at FAU and they get a little bit more of a barometer. Okay, let's say they played, you know, an average type of team that they beat by 40 points. They probably wouldn't see what they needed to see and they got it out of this game. And, you know, no matter where you are, if you're in East Lansing, it was a sloppy game from Michigan State, but if you're in South Florida, you put a scare into a pretty good team. Talk about that. And you watched, what do you think that needs to be worked on before the next game?
Well, the first thing that obviously came to mind, and I imagine for a lot of people watching that game, is honestly the offense. 10 points is not what you were expecting. Kind of you talked about it earlier. When you're completely revamping this team, and offense is something they kind of struggled with last year, you are hoping that they would come out. I don't know if you were expecting them to exactly light the scoreboard up. However, you were kind of hoping to see the offense improve, and we really didn't get a chance to see that. But I will say, I think that will change here in the weeks to come. I think we can just start with the quarterback at Cam Fancher. He was under duress almost the entire game. If you look at the box score, he was sacked 7 times in addition to carrying the ball 25 times. And a lot of those are him just running for his life. We didn't get to see him get comfortable. Something that Tom Herman talked about going into that game was his poise, that nothing shakes him. And I just didn't get a chance to see that. And I think that's because, you know, the offensive line really struggled to hold up that Michigan State front almost from the first drive, essentially.
Right.
I really think that safety he took early in the first quarter, I think it was, I want to say, like, their second drive was about 8 minutes to go in the first. Him taking that safety on, an interesting play call, having him drop back like that in his own end zone, and he took the sack. I really think that kind of hurt his confidence early on, and we saw the effects of that. And there are some things that, you know, he has to clean up on his own. Those two interceptions were kind of errant throws. He put the ball on the ground on a handoff that I think he was trying to keep on a read option. So there are things he needs to clean up. But I think, like I said, as we get into some of these non-conference games, Army this week is one of them.
Right.
And the offensive line isn't really struggling. Maybe they're not as outmatched against the front seven. I think he'll have a chance to get more comfortable, and we'll be able to see these things we've heard about all offseason.
Yeah, no doubt. Cameron Priester joining us. He covers FAU football for Owls 24/7, part of the 247 network. And, you know, certainly you bring up Army. That's this Saturday. That's home. It's Military Appreciation Day. And obviously, I guess when you have Army, and it's going to be a good crowd because you have a lot of people from Army, you know, that live all over the probably all over the world, but have an opportunity to get a good crowd. You know, it's a noon start. And then the following week is a show. Yeah, early than I ever remembered it against FIU, but I guess because they're not in the same conference anymore, they right. have an opportunity to play them. Talk about those next two because they're both winnable, both home games, both an opportunity for, as you said, Cam Fancher and some of the other players on this team who were counted on to maybe step it up by the time they get to UConn, you know, on the 21st of September. Maybe it'll be a different story.
Right. I think you hit the nail on the head right there. You talked a little bit about it earlier. Before the season started, we were talking about this Michigan State game as like a tune-up game, like a litmus test, see what we got with this new revamped roster, and see what we get as we're moving into these non-conference games. And I think you got to feel good about Saturday against Army because one of my biggest takeaways, not only – just how great the defense played, but the run defense. And you know, playing Army, they're going to lean on the run.
Sure.
So I think you, in that game specifically, you have to feel good with what you saw on Saturday. And then looking a little bit forward to FIU, it's another game. It's at home, a familiar opponent. You know, it's not it's a game you're not going to have to get your team up for. You have to feel good about that game as well. And then, if you want to keep even looking forward, Connecticut, I don't know too much about them just yet. I have to go and do my research heading into that week. But them, Wagner, after that, those are winnable games, I think.
Sure.
That
yeah.
With what you saw, with the good things that you saw from the defense, you saw really good – I think you got really good production out of both running backs and Zaveri Mobley in that. You have to feel good about some of these games coming up.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. It's going to be pretty interesting if you're in the area this week because you could catch this game. It's a noon kickoff at FAU on Saturday and then go right, if you want, all the way down to Miami to see them play Florida A&M at 6. So it kind of works out perfectly. Cameron, let everybody know how they can follow you on website and also your social media.
Yeah, they can check anything I write out on owls247.com, and they can also find me on Twitter at CamPriester247.
Good stuff. I appreciate you, man. We'll have you on again, and you bring it strong and a lot of great information, and we'll talk soon.
I really appreciate that, man. Thank you for having me on.
Good stuff. Cameron Priester from Owls 247 of the 247 network, and certainly somebody who, you know, somebody who has a pretty big year ahead. They have some really good games coming up, an exciting year ahead.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.